sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. Children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present, one's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive, most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Okay.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So we've talked about a lot of things today. We started out, we got into some conversation. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, about the racism issue. We got into talking about the statue, the new York Ginsburg pro-abortion statue, the mutilation of art, the attempt, and I read to you out of the 45 goals of the Communist Party and what they have to say about that. Oh, I didn't do that. All right. A lot of information passed on to you today, and there we go, and very important. I hope that you caught it. And then we talked about marriage as well. We talked about today being Valentine's Day. We talked about husbands and wives and things that you can do to improve your marriage, remembering that what God has done in you and not making your wife or your husband an idol, that the source of your fulfillment and completion is not your spouse. It's God. God is the one who's completed you. And so important to reflect on and know and understand those things. So I hope you were blessed by all of that. And I'm very, very excited to welcome my next guest to the program. He's with us on a bi-monthly basis, and he is the founder and CEO of Freedom Encounters. He has all been my trainer and mentor regarding deliverance ministry. He's been doing it for over 40 years now. And I'm very pleased to welcome to the program Mr. Ken Thornburg. Ken, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, it's always great to be with a crazy man like you. It's just always wonderful.
Oh, man. Well, there's a lot for us to get into today. I was talking to the audience in the first segment, too, about, you know, some of the artwork that they've put up. Did you see that new statue that they put up in New York over the New York Supreme Court?
Yes.
And I think it speaks to, you know, what you and I have concerns about, I guess would be an appropriate terminology for it. And you know, what it symbolizes really, obviously it's, you know, specific to New York and its Supreme Court, but it really has, I believe, implications for our nation as a whole.
Well, yeah, because New York City is pretty much where it all began. A lot of, you know, American history started there. You know, the first of everything before it expanded. And so, and of course, New York is the one city that most people from out of the country visit first, unless they're
right
coming over the border in the South, of course. But I mean, as far as visitors, legitimate people, legitimate visitors.
Sure.
Business people, everything. The first place they come is New York. And in fact, there's a lot of people that never leave New York before they go home. And they consider that a view of America. So when we're in Europe, we tell people, well, there's the United States, and then there's New York. New York is really not a part of the United States. Really. And people, they listen to what we have to say. We explain to them, you know, there's a borough there that has, you know, a million Russians that can't even speak English. It's the only place in America where that's the case. So they're just quite amazed at what we have to share. But that, you know, to me, that whole symbol, that statue, is a sign of Satan being both overt and covert. Hmm. For example, there are extremely powerful people, billionaires, people that are worth, you know, more than what some states bring in their entire business community and their entire state in a year. Mm-hmm. And these people are Satanists, but they don't advertise this. What they support and where they put their money is in helping develop Satanism, kind of like the Grammy Awards did this last week.
Sure.
On CBS, which is quite shocking. And on one hand, you have the covert people appearing publicly like they're good, wonderful, great folks. And on the other hand, you have Satan coming out from the shadows in the last decades now, becoming out into the observable dimension of human events, making himself very well known, promoting himself. And people wonder, how can this happen? How can this happen in America? Just like with the Grammys. I mean, it took most everybody by storm. It just totally shocked them to the point where they didn't have time to object, to change it, to stop it from occurring. Now, it looks like it's an acceptable thing. Satanic clubs in the schools. No one probably listening to this broadcast would be saying, I would have expected that to happen. Sure. Of course, someday there's going to be satanic clubs in schools. Really? I don't think so. And those of us have been around a little longer than many of those listeners absolutely would not have expected that. So we have this covert thing where the people pushing it are not being open and public about what they truly believe, about the fact that they literally worship Satan, and that's one of the reasons they have their billions of dollars. Because to those who worship him, he supplies their desires. He gives them what they want on this earth, only to give them the big shock when it's all over.
You know, it's no. I follow you. The other side to that is that there are signs that there is a pushback against that. I mean, I think about I was really impressed to read about the Hunt family that owns the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
And you know, all of their posts, everything that they have shared has a biblical, not just a connotation, but quotes, you know, scripture verses. And you listen to, there was a Steve Wisniewski, I believe is his name, former player from the Chiefs, was talking about that was one of the reasons that he went to that organization. Was because Clark Hunt, who now owns the team, Lamar Hunt's son, is very open about his relationship with Jesus Christ. And
a lot of the players are, including their quarterback.
Yep, Patrick Mahomes. There's a number of those players that come out. The guy that kicked the winning field goal.
Yeah.
And by the way, there were a number of players on Philadelphia's side as well. I find it interesting now that there is this kind of this pushback within the NFL of saying, hey, wait a minute, we are going to start speaking up. We are going to start talking about our faith. I think part of that is because, just like in Hollywood is realizing that people of faith do go out and buy movie tickets and watch films. And it's in their best interest to serve that audience.
Yeah.
And so I think to some degree the NFL may be doing that. And I think we should assume then that everything's good and we're headed back to wherever it is we think we're headed, because that's not what's going on, obviously.
And I don't believe it's going to happen. And I think that probably disappoints a lot of people listening. They would rather not believe that. I read a quote, and it kind of fits in with what John Eldridge has written in his latest book called Resilient, which I recommend people obtain a copy of and read. It says, what kind of man is able to withstand the dissolution of the comfort culture and keep standing? Young Yi Cho, who was the pastor, leading pastor of the largest church in the world out of South Korea, said the following about America. The dollar is king. Entertainment is its queen. And sports is its crown prince. What have we just been talking about?
Yep.
Entertainment and sports. And this is something for people to really consider. And I would suggest they write this down and pray about it. And what is their role in it? Are they able to stand against it? This is what's created the comfort culture and helped cause America to become weak. And I'll read them one more time before our break. The dollar is king. Entertainment is its queen. And sports is its crown prince.
Well, and I would, and
116 yeah. million watching the Super Bowl, the third largest of all time. That kind of gives you a clue.
Well, and I would suggest too that you also pointed out billionaires, and so you actually have already touched on all three. Back after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar four or more times daily, injecting insulin three or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar four or more times daily, injecting insulin three or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my sincere pleasure again to welcome my very dear friend and the founder of Freedom Encounters. And listen, if this is a prayer ministry for deliverance, there is no Christian anywhere that doesn't need deliverance ministry so that you can begin to enjoy the absolute freedom and the full measure of the words that Jesus spoke from the cross when he said, "It is finished." And I so encourage you, really. This is not a costly process. The victory over spiritual conflict is $85 for over 20 hours of incredible teaching. And then you can find someone near you to take you through the prayer process, which takes about 2 to 3 hours. And then maybe some follow-up after that, depending on your situation. You can make a donation to that individual. You work that out with them. If you're interested, if you'd like me to help you with that, I'm happy to do so. We can make an appointment. You can do it by Skype or Zoom or in person. Either way, all of that will work because it's God that does the work. Jesus Christ is the one who does the surgery. And I just wanted to get out there, Ken, for folks. Again, freedomencounters.com. And then, of course, also, anyone who's been vaccinated ever should engage in being prayed for. The prayer that we prayed last time that Ken was here, about 3 weeks ago, and it is available for you at their website at freedomencounters.com.
That's right. And I should mention, when it comes to preparation, we have edited the victory over spiritual conflict preparation to about 10 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's really been reduced. It's okay. A lot easier. People can purchase the media or they can stream it over our website. The other thing that people need to know, in case they don't, is that Freedom Encounters Deliverance has no manifestations.
Amen.
They need to understand it's not a Hollywood thing.
Yep.
You know, Hollywood's given this stupid, idiotic idea of screaming, shouting, and spinning heads and who knows what.
And vomit and all that other kind of stuff.
Yeah. If you bring a friend to your deliverance, there's a good chance they're going to fall asleep during your prayer time. I'm serious. I've had a lot of people do that.
Yep.
So it's not scary. It's not weird.
It's a conversation literally like Ken and I are having right now. Honest to goodness, I've done hundreds of these. You've done thousands. But I'm telling you, I've been involved with the ministry now for 20 years, and I can just tell you it is the most efficient, most effective deliverance ministry that I have seen. And I've talked to people who have come from other places that use Freedom Encounters. Is it the end all be all of everything that you may need? That's not what we're saying.
Right.
But it is going to clean your house. It is going to get you ready so that other healing that is needed, any other healing that is needed, has the opportunity to stick. It has the opportunity to be able to take root, because it will be the only thing on the inside taking root. Okay? There won't be anything else there to interfere with it. And that is so important.
It makes a big difference.
Yep. Gigantic.
And we give people the tools to help them do that also.
All right. Only about 2 minutes, and I apologize, but let's very quickly get back on what we were talking about regarding where we are and perhaps, you know, where we can be.
Well, it's an idolatrous trinity. You know, sex, money, and power.
Yep.
Those three have influenced every single person. Now, another quote, or another point that I wanted to share today was about social media.
Mm.
Joyce Meyer, for a lot of years, had a saying she would do up in front of a group of people, and people would laugh because they identified with it. And here's what she would say. What about me? What about me? What about me? and everybody would laugh. And then she'd say, are you laughing because it applies to you? And everybody's nodding their heads like this. Social media is the platform for the big me. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Think about what you're putting onto Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or, you know, whatever alphabetic thing that you want to put together. And of course, the Chinese communist program of TikTok. Okay? Think about that. And what it needs to be, and this is where I want to challenge our listeners and viewers, it's all about the big he.
Amen.
Not the big me. What are we doing?
Amen. It's all about him. That's the key. The key is to get the focus on the focus. And that's really been the theme of our program today. Okay. Even when you're talking about the relationship, she doesn't complete you. He doesn't complete you. Not that he. The he. God is the source. God is the one. Plug into him and you'll have everything for life and godliness. That's what he's promised us. Everything for life and godliness. But you got to be plugged into the right source. Plug into God today through Jesus Christ, his son. That's the only way to plug in. Ken, thanks so much for being with me today. We're going to take a break. Back with more coming up. Matt Long and I will be on it right after this brief break.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of UltraShot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. UltraShot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. UltraShot also contains exotic herbals. UltraShot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an UltraShot. Thanks to UltraShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed.
Back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And good morning, good morning, good morning. It is so great to be with you. Welcome to Chosen Generation Radio and the Matt Long Show. As we join forces here together, it's great to be with all of my dear friends in the Hill Country, Patriot Radio. And I'm going to do it. Shout out to my friend Harley. It was fun to hear his voice in my ear. It's been a while. So that was that was great fun, man. I enjoyed that. All right. Hey. Well, so you're in the snake pit, right?
I am. I'm just outside of the snake pit, and it's beautiful down here. I got my tall boots on, and I'm ready to wade into the deep end or the shallow end or whatever. But my biggest concern right now is, you know, we've been seeing about the Chinese balloon, the Chinese this, the Chinese that. Seems like, I don't know if we're being distracted while something else is going on. That's one theory I'm hearing. But since I pay a lot of attention to the Texas border and not a whole lot to China, I'm finding out that we have had an over 700% increase in the number of Chinese nationals crossing our southern border illegally. In fact, in the first quarter, which starts in October of last year, October, November, and December, we had almost as many in that three-month period that we did crossing in the entire
fiscal year. You have reached maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
You know, she did this to us last week, Pastor Greg.
Thank you. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
All right.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Nice lady. So since you're you know a whole lot more than China than I do, and so when we had our conversation yesterday, I said, help me out. Let's talk about China today. So I'm turning this over to you there, Pastor Greg. Take it away.
Well, we do have a really serious issue when it comes to China. And most people, I think, are aware. You know, they've heard the term the CCP. And there's a lot of spin out there as it relates to that situation. I think that most people understand that the CCP, which is the Chinese Communist Party, are a huge danger. They have been playing a long game for a very long time. They have been going into countries and making loans and then putting members of their party on the boards that determine how those funds are spent, and then knowing that the nations that they are loaning to are not going to be able to pay the money back, and there's going to be a time of default, at which point, according to the agreements entered into by these nations, the CCP is able to come in and start really calling the shots. There has been a very slow and very specific effort here against the United States of America. We talked about this a little bit in, I think, at one point, but it's important to go over and understand that there are essential minerals that are necessary for the production of chips, for the production of virtually everything, medicine, everything else. And China has taken full and complete control of those. At one point in time, the United States of America had the majority, about 29 of the 32, locked up, and we were the ones that provided those to the world. Now we're down to 2, and China controls the other 30. And a lot of that has to do with the climate changers and the green climate and all this kind of stuff. But understand that standing behind all of that, pulling all of the strings, has been the CCP. They have infiltrated, you know, our government. Go ahead.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, I gotta put on my tinfoil hat here. Is the Chinese, let me ask a dumb question. What it seems like they're spreading their influence and power everywhere, at ports and airports, like you just mentioned, around the world. People, Chinese, are now sneaking in across the border. We've got the balloons and whatever those other objects in the sky are. All of this going on, and the Chinese tell us they want to take over the world. Is that really? I mean, when I say that, it sounds like a crazy thing to do. But does China really want to be in charge of the world? Is that what they want?
Well, okay, so let's just for a second imagine a world map. Okay, just for a moment, let's imagine a map of the world.
Okay.
And all right, so we're gonna imagine this giant map of the world.
Right.
And when we think about that map of the world, we have to think about, you know, the world globally and the positioning of China and the positioning of Asia, and then where are they in relationship to Israel and the Middle East?
Okay.
And
they're north and east.
Yep, exactly. They're coming in from the north, and they're going to have to move east. But there is, between China, from China to Iran, there's landmass that they move directly into the Middle East and become that threat to Israel.
Mm.
And let's not forget what Scripture says about that million man army, right, that Revelation talks about, that is supposed to march in from where?
From the east.
From the east, exactly. Okay. Exactly. So and so I think we need to bring that scriptural context into play here when you're asking the question. Well, I mean, is it a tinfoil hat idea to think that China, well, we're talking about a nation of 1.3 billion, 1.4 billion people, right?
Right.
I mean, they have a million man army. They've got it. It already exists.
So do they plan on taking on the United States? Is that part of their plan?
Well,
are they
going
to invade here? What do they do? What do you think they're up to?
Well, I, it's multifaceted. I think number one, we have to understand what unrestricted warfare is, and when you think of the term unrestricted, and think of the most horrific interpretation of that, you get close to understanding what we're dealing with. When they say, yeah, go ahead.
So part of the CCP, part of their plan, and part of their, I'm assuming it is, it's probably a 5-year plan or a 50-year plan or something like that. And it basically somewhere says unrestricted warfare, and that we're just going to diddle around in every country all over the world. And that would be, is that what unrestricted warfare is?
Well, and unrestricted warfare also means, remember, and if you watch, there's a film called Finding Courage that I've talked about a little bit on your program before, but I promote it on mine every day, and I really encourage people to watch this because it's a true story of a family that were CCP journalists. They were propagandists for the CCP. And then, and then they found a faith called Falun Gong, and as a result of finding, and there was a movement of that, and as a result of finding that faith of Falun Gong, they started to be persecuted. The family's sister was murdered in one of their camps, and the brother was tortured for 12 years. And all the evidence exists. And 5 of the guards that were involved in that torture are in this film talking about why they did what they did. And at the end of the day, the bottom line is it was about money. They're an atheistic culture. They don't believe in God. And the only thing that motivates them, that drives them, is the almighty dollar. So, because that's all they have to live for. So the more money that the government would throw at the guards, the more they would do. And they were told, torture them. And the more you torture them, the more we'll pay you. The more they scream, the more money we'll give you. We've got to connect those dots with the idea of unrestricted warfare. So yes. So what do you do if you want to destroy your enemy? First of all, you have to get hold of their economy, of their economics. You've got to have some form of control. So what have they done? What did they do that we watched them do over the last 30 or 40 years? They bought up all of our debt.
Yeah.
They kept buying up our debt. And now what they have done, because they hold all of those notes, they're now going around the edges and they're working with countries like Russia and Iran and others. And they're saying, listen, when we talk about one of the things that has held us, that we've held our power, was an agreement that we made with Saudi Arabia. We will provide you with security as long as you make sure that OPEC and the purveyors of oil don't sell oil except for the US dollar. That's the only way you can buy oil. Well, now the Chinese have control of oil, and they're saying we'll sell and buy oil, and we're going to use our yen. We're going to use a different means of commerce.
Wow! Yeah, and eliminate the dollar.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you this to just kind of close out this idea. So, at this moment in time, right now, Valentine's Day, 2023, if China wanted to be very aggressive, I mean, let's just say, short of a land invasion, right? Let's just say that China wakes up this morning and they says, "We've had it with the United States. We're just gonna shut down everything." Would we today, if it were to happen today, how deep of a trouble, how big, how much trouble would we be in today?
Well, I think initially we would be in some pretty significant trouble. It would take us probably at least 6 months to a year. And of course, remember that unlike in World War II, we don't have an industrial base anymore.
Right, right.
We don't have the tools. We have on this continent, within the United States, all of those elements that we quit harvesting and gave away to China. We have the capability of taking all of that back and doing it all within our continent. Just like under the Trump presidency, we became literally energy independent.
Yes.
We have that ability.
The short answer is they could do a lot of harm to us right today.
Absolutely.
But right now we still have the ability to crawl back out of it, but it might take some time. We're not completely defeated right now, but we're pretty close to it if we don't get our act together. Is that another way to look at it?
Well, and we've got to get away from, you know, and people are talking about it a lot more now, which I'm glad that they are, but we've got to get away from the comfort concept. You know, we've got to stop making, we cannot make money, entertainment, and sports our gods. We better put those things down, and we better get God back on the throne, and you know, we need to start being producers, and balance that with our consumption, because right now we are nothing but consumers, sitting at home getting fat.
Yeah, boy, you're not kidding. Fat and happy. Pastor Greg, that's a good way to wrap up today. I always enjoy coming on with you Tuesdays, and I look forward to the time in the future when we can actually sit together again in Austin, up at the Capitol like we used to do years ago, back in the day. I pray for your recovery to the point where we can join hands and join the fight up here at the Capitol. So thanks again, Pastor Greg, for coming on to our program and giving us the opportunity to be on your nationwide program every Tuesday.
My sincere pleasure, Matt. God bless you. God bless the hill country of Texas. And God bless America.
Okay. Folks,
hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Always fun to be with my good friend Matt Long over there at Hill Country Patriot Radio and the Matt Long Show. Just want to encourage you to continue, folks, as I've shared in the past, share this program with your friends. Tell everybody you know about watching the show. Chosen Generation Radio is predicated on understanding a biblical worldview of the battle that we are in. And I want to read something to you that I wrote earlier this morning. And it really kind of embraces a lot of what we talked about. The 45 goals of the Communist Party describe the destruction of our artwork. And just to give you an example, this is a piece of art that is supposed to embody. Hang on a minute. Let me get these names pulled off of here. But this is a piece of art that is supposed to somehow embody Martin Luther King Jr. Okay, there are a lot of people who have expressed deep concerns about the message that this sends. Here's another Martin Luther King Jr. Tribute, I guess, is what I understand that it is. So let's see. Recently closed. Well, now, isn't that interesting? You don't want to give me recently closed. Why not? Why do you not want to give me recently closed? Now you're frozen completely. This is just bizarre. So you have MLK Jr. Then we had... So I guess it's way down here. So So I put up for you earlier, I guess I'll give you this view, but you know, here's another one of these absolutely preposterous looking deals. A horn-headed woman, and there's a full-size one at the New York Supreme Court. All right, so here we go. 45 Goals of the Communist Party describes the destruction of our artwork. The solution is understanding the heart of man is evil. Unfortunately, the church is not resounding with the powerful message of true transformation. The church has embraced LGBTQ, shutdowns, abortion, illegal immigration, and injections because they do not know God. They do not believe in the power of the cross and that it is finished. 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10 says, you know, we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy people. We fight for our nation because I believe that God ordained America for his purpose. You can't separate the Declaration of Independence from the Constitution. Our Constitution outlines the republic form of representative government based on rights granted by our Creator. More powerful is knowing that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are who we are, not rights handed to us by God. Not rights handed to us, but God breathed into our being, life breathed into us by God, liberty from tyranny, which is a heart set free from the root of sin and a heart set on being the best one can be before a God that has given everything for life and godliness. From a pragmatic approach, Christianity creates opportunities for all because it values all life. That is why Jefferson studied all religions and concluded that only a Christian-based system would work. Again, I'm going to reiterate, the church's greatest issue, greatest problem, is they keep putting God in a box. And, you know, when we talk about Sadducees and Pharisees, Jesus didn't say, don't do what the Sadducees and Pharisees are telling you. Related to doing the right thing and following the law. He said that. He said, don't discard what they say. Don't follow what they do. Because what they did was, is they took all of the law and they took all of those things and they taught some of that. But then they also added in their flavoring that said that, guess what? It's all a failed system. It doesn't work. And so they made attempted to make more adjustments that were man's plan, not God's plan. And they put God in this box. And they kept creating scenarios with their God in a box. And that's the God that they worship. And that's the God that they shared. And that's the God that they wanted everybody to follow. And Jesus said, that's why he said to them that not only do you Well, not only are you not headed to heaven, not only are you not going to make it, but you teach in such a way that you bring others into the same bondage that you are. Woe to you. Woe to the church right now. And I say this, oh my goodness, I say this with love. Woe to the church right now. Woe to those that are putting God in a box and suggesting that God didn't finish the work with his son, Jesus Christ, at the cross. Woe. Woe to you. Jesus said it's finished. Oh my goodness. That's a powerful message. Just say it with me. I believe that it is finished. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I receive the full measure of the transformation that he paid the price for me to have. He is my Lord. He is my Savior. I am washed and set clean. and set free. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare it over myself right now. Amen. God bless you. Stay tuned. Sondra Whitten coming up in Texas Fully Loaded. Right now. As soon as I push this button. I kid you not. They're coming. Here we go.